49. Resurrecting a Spanish Galleon. Pensacola Bay in the Gulf of Mexico was a landing site for Spanish colonialists during the 16th century. Underwater archaeologists were looking for evidence of this fact when in October 1992, they discovered a mound of ballast stones lying on a sandbar. Months of exploration and artifact analysis between 1992 and 1995 led to the conclusion that the wreck was one of the larger vessels in a Spanish fleet led by Captain Tristan de Luna y Arellano. In 1559, the Luna expedition of 15 ships, loaded with supplies, weapons, 540 soldiers, and 240 horses, left Veracruz, Mexico. It also included more than 1,000 colonists and servants. The expedition's mission was to establish a military colony in what is now the state of Florida. On August 15th, the fleet anchored in Pensacola Bay. The colonists went ashore to build a town. On September 19th, a hurricane sank 8 of the vessels, dooming the young colony. Evidence of the lives of the unfortunate colonists had been sealed beneath a thick layer of oyster, clam, and mussel shells for nearly 450 years. Archaeologists uncovered leather shoes, butchered animal bones, and a small carved piece of wood in the shape of a 16th century Spanish galleon. The discovery of a large metal pitcher, copper cooking cauldron, and copper skillet told the archaeologists that they had located the ship's galley. Rat bones, remains of mice, and body parts of cockroaches were evidence of the animal life on board. But there was little evidence of cargo. This probably means that the colonists salvaged what they could after the hurricane. The Spanish galleon is now listed on the National Register of Historic Places. It offers a historical look at Spanish sea migration.